February 20th, 1893. Extract from a communication from Sister White, Ellen G. White. Oh, what a vast number of people have never been warned, and until there is a company of workers instructed to labor, not in a fitful manner, but after Christ's order, who will not fail or be discouraged, but little can be done. But very little has been done in educating and training of workers, for the reason there are not the kind of educators in this missionary field. Is it all right that such a superabundance of opportunities and privileges should be provided for the work in America, while there is such a destitution of the right kind of workers here in this field? Where are God's missionaries? Where are the men who will go without the camp and bear the reproach which Jesus has borne for them? There is home missionary work that is to be done, and we hear the plea, so long as there is so much sin and such need of labor in our own country, why manifest such zeal for foreign countries? I answer, our field is the world. Wickedness abounds to an alarming extent everywhere. The Savior directed the disciples to begin their work in Jerusalem, and then pass on through Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Only a small proportion of the people accepted the doctrines, but the messengers bore the message rapidly from place to place, passing from country to country, lifting the standard of the gospel in all the near and far-off places of the earth. But there was a preparatory work. The Savior's promise was, "But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." Those who will not follow their own wills and desires, but seek counsel of the Lord, will not be dull scholars, for the Lord will teach them. Although thousands at home neglect this great salvation and prove themselves unworthy of eternal life, let zealous efforts be put forth for those who are in midnight darkness. God will speak to the unenlightened. This light is to shine amid the moral darkness. I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldst be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. While there are so many to be sought for, so many that are in gross darkness, shall we not cry aloud and spare not? How much more is needed, how much wise, well-planned efforts to send the truth by publications and the living preacher.